Mirren O'Connell on Today FM.
You're listening to Today FM. And yesterday, we received a message. You can get onto us. You can slide into our DMs at any time. The email, it's always working, lads. Mock, M-O-C, at todayfm.com. And this is what we got. It says, "Hi, Mirren. Could you ask advice of your listeners? I've been with this guy for 5 months. Now he wants me to move to where he lives. This is 40 kilometers away from my home. The trouble is, he has a couple of long-term exes living near him. Should I move?" Now, that's it. I'm not quite sure. I think we're talking in our 30s here. So that is simply all that we have gotten from this listener. And they just wanted us to put it out there and to see what's happening. So, been with the guy for 5 months. He wants me to move to where he lives. That's 40 kilometers away from my home. The trouble is, he has a couple of long-term exes living near him. Should I move? Now, I know that this all depends on the exes and the relationship that they have. And if you've been in a situation like this, if you have to meet up with your partner's exes a lot, if you have to see them a lot, how has everything been? And what do you think our listeners should do? 0874 100 102. You can text or WhatsApp, or you can email us live at todayfm.com. I'm kind of just say yes, give it a go. Could you not give up your place? Like, that's what I would be thinking. Could you do a trial run and see how it went for like 3 months? But then would that be paying rent in two places? And that's just very, very, very expensive. But if you really like him, I suppose you'd have to give him away. But if he always has long-term exes, you'd be thinking, is that going to be me? And then I'll be stuck in a place that I don't want to live. 0874 100 102. We've gotten more of a lowdown right now. I am joined by my producer, Pamela Blake. We've been trying to get in contact. Do we have a few more details, Pam?
Yeah, I rang her there just to get a couple of more details because a lot of you were asking, you know,
more.
What age is she and what are the circumstances? Because there wasn't a lot of detail there. So she's in her 40s and he is asking her to move from where she has lived for a long time to his town, which is 40 kilometres away, where his family are, where his friends are, where he has two exes living, one of 12 years, one of 14 years. Two long-term relationships that are still local. And actually, the first thing she said to me was, I don't even like the town. I don't like where he lives. And I was like, well, that's why, even if, you know, he wasn't there, why would you move to somewhere that you didn't like?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But they've been together for 5 months.
Only 5 months.
Now, my thing here is that as you get older, 5 months means an awful lot. It's like time changes as you get older. 5 months when you're 25 is very different to 5 months when you're 35.
True.
I think, because there's less of the BS. There's less of the games that you're playing. You're more straight up with each other. Just from personal experience. And to be honest, I did move in with someone after a very short amount of time because I'm pure old. So I do think that time changes as you get older. Maybe you've been in that situation as well and things have moved quickly as you've gotten older. 0874 100 102 and how it's worked out for you. The matter about not liking a town. Now, that is a major, major issue if you don't like the place where you live, but is it something you could grow to love? Because I suppose you're kind of thinking, is this someone that I could spend the rest of my life with? And you do have those questions inside in your head. This woman's in her 40s, by no means ready to shut up shop. So there could be anyone coming along at any time. So we're just wondering what you make of this. And if you've been in this situation, 0874 100 102. And I know that we've got a few people here who are on tenterhooks. An anonymous person has texted in saying, I'm in kind of the same situation. I'm in my mid-30s. I met a guy and I am planning to move to his county, which is over 60 kilometres away from where I live, very shortly. I think it's going to be great, but at the same time, I haven't a clue. So I'm really looking forward to finding out what people think. So a message here that says, after just 5 months, no way. Why should she move? Yeah, why won't he move to be beside her when he's got exes of 14 and 12 years? Now, if he's in his 40s, like maybe the person of 12 was when he was quite young. And I'm friends with exes. I think a lot of people are friends with their exes and you can kind of get over it. No way should she move 5 months. I've had cups in my room longer than that. Again, I would say when you get older, time is more elastic. Maureen, I'm not sure what the guy's exes have to do with her moving to his location. Does she want a guy with no exes? If she doesn't want to move, then be honest about it instead of using something so irrelevant as an excuse. That's what Brian says in Wexford. We'd love to hear from you. 0874 100 102. We have a listener who's been going out with a guy for 5 months. Now he wants her to move where he lives. That's 40 kilometres away from her home. He's got a couple of long-term exes living near him. She's in her 40s and she's just a little bit worried, you know, about what it means. And she's not too gone on the place. She's not too gone where it is either. Eamon, hello, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
What is it? Tell me about your life. What happened, Eamon?
Well, I've known Lisa, I say, all my life, but I moved away for a long time and done my own stuff and I came back. And we got together on her 30th birthday, moved in after 3 weeks. 7 years later, and I still love her the same day as I do now is when I met her.
Oh, that is so nice! So, after 3 weeks, I know you'd kind of known each other, but you weren't going out or anything like that.
No, we weren't.
So, three weeks together, you kind of went, did it just naturally happen, or did you have a conversation about moving in?
No, it just happened. Well, I kind of went in there and never came out.
And she's only delighted.
Yeah, and we're going, we only got married in December, just gone, and happy as a pig in, we won't finish the last day.
Congratulate, that is so would your advice be kind of just go with it, jump in?
Well, look, exes are exes for a reason.
Okay.
That would be my look at it, like, why worry about what's gone in the past, go to the future.
Eamon, thank you so much for chatting with us. That's lovely. Just got married. 3 weeks they moved in with each other. 3 weeks when Lisa, his now wife, was 30 years old. Eamon, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I personally feel like they shouldn't rush. It's only been 5 months. At least wait a year. People living together is a very different story to dating. Too true. Too true. Because you can be set in your ways and you like things a certain way when you live. Stay where you are. He'll cut you off from your friends and relatives. Everything will be on his terms. That's an interesting way of looking at it. A message says, I've done that at 43. I moved from Limerick to Galway after 3 months, was engaged and married within 9 months. We were both so happy. That's from Ben in Kinvara. So much advice that you have for our listener who's been going out with a guy for 5 months and he wants her to move to her town. It says here, affect that, tell that woman that's 40Ks or 25 miles and owe money. It's nothing. If the guy thinks she's worth it, he'll travel to see her and make it work. Why is it all on his terms? Is what's being said here. But we did have a text from a listener and they had gotten in contact with us. Boyfriend wants her to move in. She's in her 40s. They've known each other for 5 months. He lives 40 kilometres away. What should she do? And we're going to have more texts for you in just a minute. But there is one thing. Our listener got back in contact and she says, guys, I'm the one who sent you the topic you're talking about. I'm worried about the exes because they dumped him, but he won't say why. Thank you. So we're just going to wrap up some of your advice. There has been so much advice. Thank you so, so much for this. So this is a woman in her 40s. She's been with a guy for 5 months. He wants her to move where he lives, which is 40 kilometres away from her home. He's got a couple of long-term exes living near him. These exes are, one was for 14 and one was for 12 years. And the reason that she's a bit wary of the exes, a lot of you are wondering about that, is because they both broke up with him. He won't tell her why. So that's kind of giving a bit of a red flag. So here you go. We're just going to wrap up some of your advice today. Take a step back. She should do what she's comfortable with. 5 months is very early and you need to be certain of a lot of things before you move area, county or country to someone. Caution. It's not going to end the relationship if she says no. If it does, it was a near miss. A message that says that could very well be her soulmate. You're on this earth once and one of your living conditions... And it doesn't matter what money or living conditions, we're all in it and we all end up in the same place. We're here. Oh my God, I'm just after messing this up. So the message says, basically, you need to do what makes you happy. I say, go for it. You may not get this chance again and that person could be the love of your life. And if not, hopefully, what harm? See, I suppose that's the issue. What is could there be harm down the line, you know, whether it's emotional, physical, I suppose your mind goes to a different place. Hi, Maureen. I recently moved from Cork to Tipperary to live with my boyfriend. He lives in the country and there are three houses on the Boreen. We are in the middle and on the bottom of the Boreen, his ex lives with the neighbour she cheated on him with. And that neighbour's mother lives at the top of the Boreen. Can I just say, it's incredibly awkward. You're stuck in the middle. So you're in the house with your current partner and his ex-partner is living down on Boreen with her new partner who she cheated on him with, and that neighbour's mother lives at the... That is... Someone write a movie. Can we come to your house? Can we just talk to you? We'll do a screenplay. Amy Huberman would write something in like a day with this. That is amazing. Anyway, it didn't stop me moving in. And the only problem I have is that I can't pop into my neighbours if I run out of sugar. Can you imagine going down the road? Hello, ex-girlfriend of my boyfriend. And hello, person that she cheated on him with. That is wow. Wow. That's some Home and Away stuff going on there. That's deep, my friend. Regarding the girl moving in with her boyfriend, with her life experience, having been in her 40s, if she has to ask for advice and she already had doubts and is probably unsure about the relationship already, so the relationship may be in trouble. As the saying goes, if in doubt, leave it out. Thank you so much for all of your messages, and we are going to get back in contact with our listener just to give her all of your advice. I know she's listening in, but there's been so much more, so we'll make sure that we give that advice on to her. You're the best.
Ciarán O'Connell on Today FM.